is your host, Jessie.
And Snay.
And this is Which Place Podcast. I always, like, forget to say the name of the podcast.
Yeah. I feel like people should know
you
by
should
now.
You should all know.
You should
but
recognize our voices.
Yeah, but what if we have new listeners,
I guess. I mean, they're clicking on Which Place Podcast.
True. I'm just trying to be like all the other podcasts.
I guess, okay.
And they're like, hey, this is us.
I know. This is us. I miss This Is Us.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is kind of going to go into my bad Janet because I don't really have one.
Oh, man. Should we just start off with our bad Janet?
Oh, my God. Should we?
Should we switch it up?
Yeah, let's switch it up because my bad Janet is, it's not a bad Janet.
Oh.
It's literally the only thing I could think of that caused me some emotion.
Okay.
So, I'm been watching Jane the Virgin season 4 because it's finally on Netflix. And I'm already almost done. I have, like, 2 episodes left.
Damn.
And I don't know if they just, like, amped it up this season.
Really?
Or if it's just me, like, maybe I forgot, but it is so emotional. It is truly giving This Is Us a run for its money.
Are you fucking serious?
I have cried, like, 5 times already. And it's not even, like, some of the cries were, like, kind of something sad happened, but some of the cries are just, like, happy, like, oh, or, like, I don't know, shock, surprise. I keep forgetting that it's, a telenovela,
yeah,
so I'm,
that's
like,
true. Yeah.
Why is so much drama happening? And I was like, oh,
you're
yeah,
like, it's just constant drama.
Honestly. No. So it's been, like, bothering me because 1 minute something good happens.
Yeah.
And then the next, the dumb narrator introduces the new villain. And I'm like, we've had 5 villains already this season.
See, I don't like that.
Okay, maybe not 5. Maybe, like, 2. But, yeah, exactly. But still. And I'm just like, let me be at peace.
Yeah.
Let Jane be at peace. And I know something's going to happen at the end. I mean, I kind of.
Oh, you already know what happens?
Kind of, but not 100%.
Okay. So, I mean, I know what happens. I don't know how it happens.
Yeah, I'm still going to try to be, like, surprised about it. But,
yeah,
we'll see.
I know. I haven't seen it since the big thing happened, like, season 3, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was
that
it
was
season 3?
Like,
it's been a long time.
Yeah,
since
that
I've
was
seen
only
Jane
last
Virgin.
Season, though. And it feels like, because of the time jump, it feels so long ago. I was like, when I was watching this season, I was like, wait, when did, like, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen season 3, but, like, when did Michael die?
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, the end of season 2, and I was like, no, there's no way it was that long ago.
I mean, it was just last year.
Yeah, exactly, but it feels like ages ago.
But it has
ago.
Been, like, a year for sure.
Yeah, and, oh my gosh, it's already, like, sometimes I forget that about Michael, and I'm just like, oh, I miss him.
I really miss him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen it since he died, so.
Yes, I know. Should we? Now I'm thinking maybe just keeping Bad Janet to the end. You're Bad Janet.
I guess.
I literally don't even.
You
that was it.
I really
was,
barely have a. Mine's just Kanye from last week.
Okay.
Last
well, we can talk,
so
more,
we'll
about
talk more about
that. Yeah.
Later.
Because we got to give.
Yeah.
We got to keep the structure.
We
got to
keep the celeb of the show. Give him some respect.
Oh, yeah, exactly. What if we just don't talk about the celebrity?
We always do that. We, like, never actually end up talking about the celebrity.
We're definitely doing that.
We're not a one celeb type of fan, okay?
Yeah.
We know things and people and like talking about things and people.
Yeah, other than the one that we chose to talk about.
If you came here just to hear us talk about that one person
who's
the title of the podcast, then you have come to the wrong place.
This is the wrong place podcast for you. So who are we talking about this week?
We're talking about Ryan Reynolds. Not Ryan Gosling. Ryan Reynolds.
The first Ryan in my heart.
Really?
Probably.
Actually, I guess so.
Because
same.
I didn't watch The Notebook in its entirety until, like, I don't know, high school maybe?
Yeah.
And by then, I feel like I had already seen a Ryan Reynolds movie.
Oh, same.
Right? Whenever The Proposal came out, that was like...
The Proposal was for sure.
Wig.
Yeah. I think the first Ryan Gosling movie I, like, truly watched was Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I think
I
for sure watched The Proposal way before then.
Yeah, because Crazy Stupid Love came out
way after.
Yeah, so...
So maybe he was the first.
He might have been.
Damn.
And, oh, no, I think Ryan Gosling is my favorite Ryan right now.
Oh, easily same.
Yeah, I would have said, like... You know, I would have said Ryan Reynolds.
They're just so different. You can't really compare them because Ryan Gosling is like,
true.
He's an actor, but Ryan Reynolds is like a personality.
Ryan Gosling is a man.
Ryan Gosling
and Ryan Reynolds is a dude.
Guy. He's a dude. No, exactly.
Or a guy.
You're actually so right. Like, you're actually so right.
Yeah.
It's so true. Because Ryan Reynolds is like, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay, yes. Also, I just realized every week we've been doing this, like, I'd be like, what? Who are we talking about this week?
It's in the title. It's a yeah. I was going to say, I was like, I mean, I guess we'll say it, but it's in the title. We need to start coming up with more clever titles.
I know. That's what I was going to ask. Should we. Our titles be like something we talk about.
Yeah.
Like, let's see. Let's think of
maybe
an example.
A spin on the celeb names.
Oh,
or like their like characters.
Oh, it should be like a character name of his, and then be like, if you didn't know, it can't be like Deadpool though.
I know, that's too obvious.
Oh, I got the best.
What's Deadpool?
One. I don't know. It's a little movie. A little.
Never heard of it. That's why we chose it though, because Deadpool's coming out.
True, exactly. So we will be watching it though, and we will have.
Will not be watching. I will be watching it.
No,
I will be watching it, bitch. I said I'll be watching it, just not opening weekend. Come on.
Why not?
Because we're doing commencement. Do we have time to watch it opening weekend?
I can watch it Thursday night.
Okay,
for
Thursday
sure.
Night?
I could.
Okay, I'll go with you.
Yes.
But I am not buying my ticket in advance.
Actually, I lied. I have commencement Friday morning.
Exactly.
I thought I had it.
Bitch, I told
you. I could watch it
Friday night. Okay.
But it'd be late.
I know, it would be late.
But I don't have
we get a
commencement early
Well, we can
Saturday.
Reserve tickets.
We could do the...
We're making our plans.
I know. Or you guys are hearing it first. If you want to go watch it with us.
I feel like I'm not going to watch this more than once, though.
Well, now that MoviePass ruined our lives.
Exactly. I would have. Even then, I don't think I would have watched it more than, like, 2 times max.
I know. I think it depends. Yeah, definitely no more than 2 times max. But I'll wait to see.
Because even the first Deadpool, I think I watched maybe once in theaters.
I watched it once in theaters for sure, and I don't think I watched it after
No,
that.
Same. Because I feel like it's one of those things where it's, like, so much comedy that, like... But it's not comedy that you can keep watching again and again. You're like, okay, I got it the first time, it was funny,
true.
And now it's just too much.
True.
But it's good.
Yeah, and it's a little, like, I love scary movies, I love action movies, but once it gets pretty gory, and since it's rated R,
it's
pretty gory.
Okay,
so I was just kind of like, ha-ha, yuck.
Yeah, true.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Was that one of your points?
Yeah, I guess just Deadpool.
Okay.
Just the Deadpool movies, I think. He does a great job as Deadpool, so.
Yeah, he does. So, I feel like in the past, when I was writing my points, I was trying to be serious and being like, he was in Deadpool 2016, whenever that movie came out. And this time, all I wrote was, Deadpool goes off.
I wrote, Deadpool, he truly did that. No, I legitimately wrote Deadpool, comma, he truly did that.
I was laughing so hard that I... Put my head back in my
and
hat.
Her hat fell.
So truly hat off, not wig.
Truly. Not wig, but hat.
Hat flew.
Yeah, I know. And she wrote was Deadpool goes off.
Okay, so
yeah, so Deadpool does go
it
off.
It does.
I think
it's
maybe
a true
500
fact.
Points.
500. I agree.
Because I think Deadpool and also Ryan Reynolds are both funny without, I guess, being offensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I like. And he's actually really funny. Like, his Twitter, his tweets are
hilarious.
So another 300 points for that.
Okay, 300 for his tweets. I didn't even write his tweets on here.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't even think I actually
I think
follow
just
him to
his
DH.
As a, oh my gosh, really?
I know.
He doesn't tweet that much, so.
Okay,
I think just his sense of humor is, I like his sense of humor.
Yeah, I do too. It kind of reminds me of, like, his character in The Proposal. Like, I feel
Yeah, he's very sarcastic.
He is that character in real life too.
Oh, for sure. I feel like he plays the same person in most of his movies. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not an actor like Ryan Gosling.
Mm.
We're only comparing them because their names are Ryan's,
of course,
and they're
both
from Canada. But, he's not an actor.
He's
Ryan Reynolds.
He is exactly. He's just doing him. Yeah. So I also put on that though. He's in the best movie ever, The Proposal.
Oh no, same. I wrote was in The Proposal. Oh, that's like 1,000 points.
I love that movie.
No, that is
all
the
my
greatest
heart.
Movie of all time.
Oh my gosh, I can watch that like over and over.
The amount of times I watched that growing up and still will
watch
it. It's truly the greatest movie. I don't. It just goes off.
I know.
So hard.
I feel like every I have to like reference it at least once a month.
Yeah.
And usually it is like something Betty White does.
Yeah.
But still, like all of them. I can't believe that cast actually truly goes off.
No. And honestly, it has its like, oh, I forgot Betty White was in it. I don't really care about her, but
love Betty White.
It like definitely has its faults, especially if you like compare it to movies now. Mm. But I think it was one of the first movies that I watched that was like the female has like the higher position in a company, and also she doesn't really want to get married, which was cool too. I mean, they end up like of being course. Together, of course. And she's but it's a rom-com, and I fucking love rom-coms.
And she was the immigrant, this white, powerful woman.
Yeah. And he was, like, her assistant or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I really, that was cool.
I always think of the scene.
Wait, truly.
Truly, when they're, like, this is, like, one of the dumbest scenes, I feel like. But it's just, I love it. When they're in the office and, like, all the employees see her coming and they're just like, the witch is on a brew.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, honestly, I want to be like that. I love that office. Honestly, I feel like that's people who I work with now. That's truly what they say.
You're the Sandra Bullock character.
Sandra Bullock. Yep. That's who I've grown up to be. And I have no problem with it.
Yeah, of course not.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, like, 1,000 points.
Yeah, I think we already added that.
We have agreed.
Yes, 1,000. Okay, next.
We're talking about his movies. Let's go to one that isn't so great, Green Lantern.
Oh.
See, this one's, like, nuanced because Green Lantern apparently was trash. When I was younger, I had no sense of what movies are bad or not. So I was like, you know, it was fun. It was a good time. You know, whatever. But he constantly makes fun of the fact that he was in Green Lantern, which is kind of funny, I think. Instead of getting annoyed by people saying it was a bad movie, I think he recognizes that it was a bad movie, which is really funny to me. And that's where he met Blake Lively.
Yeah, which I had to Google that because I could not remember how they met.
Yeah.
I honestly was like, when did their paths cross? Like, could not think. But yeah, I guess it makes sense. I never watched Green Lantern, so...
They were
better movies.
I'm glad if something came out of it for him was meeting Blake Lively. I think Ryan Reynolds post-Blake Lively is better than Ryan Reynolds pre. But not as in, like, post-Green Lantern, but just as, like, him. I feel like he went through, like, the proposal Ryan Reynolds... Did I say Ryan Gosling earlier? Now I'm getting mixed up. Just when I was, like, 2 seconds early, whatever.
I don't remember.
Like, the proposal Ryan Reynolds as a celebrity is different than Ryan Reynolds now.
And I think it's because of his wives. Yeah. So,
Ooh, forgot about his other wife.
I know, I was gonna bring that up. Yeah. But first, let's give him his points.
Well, Green Lantern, I feel like, should be negative 200. Yeah. But then, you know who was in Green Lantern?
Whom?
Taika Waititi.
Was he?
He was the friend.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so.
Also, did you see that? He's like making this new show. Oh, I forgot.
What We Do in the Shadows? Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
No, but.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, I was like, at first I was like, wait, isn't this a movie? And then I was like, wait, what?
I truly stand.
Like my mind was blown. So now I'm like, okay, well, I gotta watch this movie because I want to watch this show. So,
So, minus 200 for Green Lantern. We already did that. I guess you can give him, like, 200. Well, no. 300 for meeting Blake Lively.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so my first point on my list was, since you're a hater, he was married to Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, I wrote that.
Yes, and I had to bring her up, and I'm glad you brought her up,
You know, the more I think about it, I really don't like her. Like,
yeah, you really don't.
And I don't know why.
I think it might be neutral.
I think it's because a lot of the people in the Marvel, like, anyone who likes Marvel movies or at least on, like, Twitter and stuff, they do not like Scarlett Johansson. So maybe that, like, kind of rubbed off because when the Avengers came out, I didn't really, like, I was like, yeah, she's cool. Like, I don't really hate her or anything. But something about her now really bothers
me.
Really? Maybe the way she talks or, like, reacts to things.
Oh, so it's more like her acting or her personality?
Just her as a person. Like, she's very boring to me. Like, I've seen interviews and I'm, like, so fucking bored by her.
What was that tweet? Celery.
Yeah, she was, like, her acting. She acts like... I don't know. She has the acting skills of a celery.
Yeah.
And then something about a white person. She was literally more offended by the white person comment.
Yeah.
I was like, of course she would be.
Okay. I feel like it's the opposite for me. I feel like when she first, like the first Avengers, I was like, okay, she's cool. But her movies and her, like the person she was then, I thought was kind of weird. And now I have the opposite. I feel like she's a little better.
She's done nothing for me to like her.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Okay. So
Nanny Diaries does go off, though. But that's because Chris Evans and her are cute.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about her, though.
I thought we're going to take points away.
We're taking points away for him being married to her. Can you even imagine them being together now?
I cannot. I can't even imagine. Like, how did they get together back then? Did they
that's
make
what
a movie?
I want to know.
How did I not look this up?
I know. Why didn't I look that
I know.
Up either? That's interesting.
Okay.
Regardless, but I mean, I think he's the one who divorced her.
Yeah, probably. And it was crazy because, like, they were married I want to say for 2 years. They got separated in 2010.
Yeah.
Divorce was finalized in 2011. And then he married Blake Lively in 2012.
Yeah.
That is such a fast timeline.
Yeah.
So that kind of, I was like,
I think they probably weren't that close when they were married, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm looking this up while we talk.
Okay. It's really, I don't know, it just, like, it kind of puts, it looks bad on him, though, I was gonna say.
Really?
Yeah, because he was with, and the same thing, right before he married Scarlett Johansson, he was with, Alanis Morissette, which I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing, they were together, and then, like, broke up, and then a year later, he married Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is kind of weird,
In an interview, Scarlett Johansson said, it says, suggests Ryan Reynolds' marriage was competitive. And she says, the logistics of being with another actor are challenging. There has to be a real understanding of how you share your time, especially when two careers are going at the same rate, or even if one person is more successful than the other, that also proves challenging.
I feel like she was more successful at the time. Like, he was on the rise, but I think she was already, like, there.
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he got annoyed. Or maybe she got annoyed that he
was... In another interview, she also said, acting is a very strange world to be coexisting in. It's very volatile. There's always going to be the more successful person. It's related to rejection. Also, I feel like this is why Anna Faris and Chris Pratt...
Yeah. I know.
I want to believe it's because Chris Pratt is a Republican.
And
it could be that,
but my main thing was because he changed so much because he's in all these blockbusters. And she likes her, like, smaller, like, keeping it, like, I don't know, keeping, like, their personas just, like, to themselves. And since he was in all those, it really just, like, blew him up.
Yeah. Ugh, she also said, strangely, I don't think he'd seen a lot of my work. Or maybe her current husband, she said that. Is she still married?
Oh, I think she got divorced again.
Maybe it's a problem with her.
Probably.
I think it's both of them.
I know.
I think Ryan Reynolds now is definitely a more mature person, not just because he's older, but, like, he's a more mature person than he was when they were married.
Yeah. So I think negative 200 for marrying her. But then also maybe negative 100 because maybe he was, like...
competitive about it and probably jealous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just judging here. But if we are judging people's marriages, let me talk about... I don't... You probably have this. Him and Blake Lively got married on a plantation.
Oh, yes. Of course.
A fucking plantation. Where there was slavery and shit happened. Going on. Are you fucking kidding me?
I know. Also, though, I did not know that that plantation was the...
In the Notebook.
In the Notebook. Oh, my, bring it back to Ryan Gosling here.
You know what, Ryan Gosling wasn't the one who chose the location.
I know. And in the movie, it's not like they're saying, like, this is a plantation.
No.
They're just using it because it's a pretty house.
But Blake Lively literally was like, the history behind it. And I'm like, what history is appealing to you when this was, a like, literal slaves?
Exactly.
And, like, slave, like, this the place where slaves stayed is still there. Like, they're, like, homes, not whatever, like. Whatever they stayed in on the plantation is still there. It's, like, on the plantation's website.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, what makes you want to get married there?
I know.
Also, it's in South Carolina. Is Blake Lively from the South?
I have no idea. You know, maybe, but also, every time I hear her do a Southern accent, it sounds so bad.
I don't think I've ever seen a Blake Lively movie other than Green Lantern.
The Age of Adeline, I tried watching because y'all on whoever, Twitter or whatever, said it was a good movie. It was not.
Who said that?
I don't remember, but I just remember
watch
people
for
talking
Harrison
about.
Ford, though.
Yeah, I mean, also, I could even get to the part where, Blake Lively is from L.A.
Okay, so what's their fascination with South Carolina?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Ryan Gosling is
I
from
know.
Ryan Gosling. Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Gosling on the mind.
Always.
I miss you. Come
I
back.
Know.
La La Land.
Let's do a good.
La La Land outsold.
It did. I was a true stan.
You really were.
From opening day.
No, you know
I
what?
Watched it. I cried.
If I'm going to defend myself here, I wanted to watch La La Land when I saw the trailer.
Yes.
I never got around to seeing it in the theaters because I was annoyed by the overhyped. And then I watched it and I was like,
and then you
what
understood.
The hell?
Yeah. You understood.
The cinematography.
Oh, I'll never forget the. As soon as, you know, the credits begin to roll, I turn to my sister and all she says is, I cried. And I was like, started clapping from there. But back to
this
their
man.
Wedding. And
So what, literally, what is the fascination with South Carolina? China?
I don't know.
Of all 50 states in the United States of America and the other countries of the world, they chose South Carolina. A plantation in South Carolina.
I didn't even know. Honestly, truly, I was like, okay, if plantations still exist, they have to just be, like, museums or something. Or, like, super rich white people still live there.
Yeah.
But I did not know that it was a place that you can get married at.
Yeah.
And people still do. White people.
Yeah. Not to compare slavery to, like, other things, but that's, like, well, I'm not even going to say it. But
yeah.
It's fucked up and it's stupid. And there's literally no defense of it because you can't even be like, oh, it has a beautiful history other than slavery because slavery should outweigh. Yeah. It doesn't. And slavery should outweigh every other aspect of it.
Yeah. There's no way to, like, that the, what is it called? That the pros are going to outweigh the cons here. Like, no. When that con is so ginormous.
You're literally getting married where, like, that's unbelievable.
I mean, okay, not to like, make it funnier on a lighter note, but did you see on Twitter the if slavery was a choice hashtag
meme? Yeah.
That was really funny, though. It was funny. I thought it was funny.
It was funny because people are like, how stupid are people? How stupid is Kanye for thinking slavery is a choice?
Honestly. Which, I mean, I guess we'll probably we'll get into that later.
But, yeah, definitely, like, I want to say, like, easily, like, negative 700 points.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really stupid.
I know. When I was, like, looking up this thing, too, I was just, like, first I typed in, like, Ryan Reynolds problematic into
exactly
my Google search. And, of course, this pops up.
Yeah.
But everything else, and I took a screenshot of it. Everything else said Blake Lively.
Dude, I looked at the exact same thing.
It was so funny.
Everything is Blake Lively. There's other things that she's, like, romanticized about, like, slavery and, like, other stuff and just, like, racism or whatever. And I'm like, this bitch is, I don't know enough about her.
I know. We should have done her. But also, don't really care.
Yeah, I don't really care about her.
Yeah.
She's so, like, obscure.
It's just so weird that she's from L.A.
Yeah, it's because I haven't seen Gossip Girl. I keep forgetting. Oh, like, why do people love her so much?
I forgot about that, too. And I guess her, I feel like her character in Gossip Girl would romanticize slavery as well.
Oh, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
It's like, girl, you're from L.A. Like,
yeah.
I never was think of South Carolina.
Where in L.A. was she born?
It said Tarzana. So that's, like, I think.
Is that rich white people?
Probably. Let's see. Tarzana. Maps.
What?
No.
Who chose South Carolina? Like, which of their.
I know.
And it's not like they can't. It's called a fucking. It's called Boone Plantation.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, up here. Like, Calabasas is up there.
Yeah.
So it's by all the rich white people. Like, that part.
Yep.
I think our parents were actors. So that makes sense. Why she'd be from L.A.
That's so annoying.
I know. Very. Okay.
We've taken the points for that.
We have. Okay. Now to go on a lighter note about Blake Lively.
Yeah.
I put that him and Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively might be friends with Beyonce,
I wrote they're friends with Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Well, first let's talk about, I don't know if they are. They might because back in 2014, Blake Lively was in the music video / movie trailer that Jay-Z and Beyonce did for On the Run. And because before that, she always talked about how big of a fan she was of Beyonce. And then, you know, just by being a celebrity, you can actually meet other celebrities.
True.
So she was, like, in the music video thing. And in the part that she's in, it's, like, the best part because she's, like, in this fictional world. She's Beyonce's best friend. So I was just like, ooh, this girl really worked her way to the top.
Oh, man.
And they go to the concerts, like, all the time and stuff. So I'm like, I don't know if they're actually friends.
Was this pre-getting married on a plantation?
No, this is post, because this is in 2014.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
Man.
I mean, I doubt that they're actually friends with Jay-Z and Beyonce, but at least
they
got to
meet them. You're welcome to come to my concert.
Yeah.
Like, you
of course.
It's not, like, close. I don't think they text each other all the time,
Of course not.
They are friends with Taylor Swift, though.
Yes.
That one Taylor Swift, whatever vacation she did with, like, a bunch of celebrities, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just disgusts me.
I know. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
We're taking points away for that.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to give them points, really, for the Beyonce thing,
because
I doubt that they're actually friends, but just somehow.
At least they're fans of Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly.
But who isn't, though?
True.
At this point.
Yes. How many are we taking away for Taylor Swift?
Like 300.
Of course. I mean, I would take, like, a billion.
I know.
But
I don't want to be too biased.
Exactly. And then one more good thing Probably should have talked about it earlier, but this was actually the first Ryan Reynolds movie I have ever seen. It's called Just Friends.
Oh, I mentioned that he was in a movie. I love that movie.
Did not know you loved that movie.
I like it a lot.
Oh my God.
Anna Faris. Her character's annoying as hell in it, but I like that movie.
But she's still, like, it's Anna Faris. Yeah. No, I love, love, love that movie. That movie is, like, one of those movies where, like, in my family, we all collectively love this movie where we make references to all the time.
Oh, my God.
But the only reference we really make is the scene. I don't know if you remember it, but Ryan Reynolds' character, I think, is talking to the girl that he likes, like, on the phone. He's, like, at home with his mom, and his mom picks up the phone, and she's just like, "Hello, Joyce." And then he's like, "Mom, it's me. What are you doing at Joyce's house?" my family, we all, like, whenever we pick up the phone, we're just like, "Hello, Joyce." It's so funny, and I love that scene in that movie.
Yeah, that movie's pretty funny. But the character he plays in that, I feel like he's played that character, like, five different times.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But the beginning is so iconic when he's just, like, in his room singing.
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay, I'm going to say, like, plus 200?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shoot, I did the opposite. I put minus. JK. Okay. Oh, my gosh, I don't know how to add.
What do you mean you don't know how to add it to calculator? Yeah.
I may have.
Bitch, don't fuck it up again.
No, I did. But I made it better.
Moving forward, okay, I will be calculating these.
Honestly.
This is the second time in a row she's messed it up.
I forgot how to add. I need to do this old fashioned. I need to start writing it down and then tell. Imagine. It's like 5 minutes worth at the end where I'm still just calculating. Like, this is a lot of work, people.
Goodness. All right. Tell us what he's got. Are we done?
Yeah. That was my last thing that I wanted to say.
He's a guy. So, he's there.
He is in the good place. We gave him 800 points.
All right.
That's a lot.
It's because we gave him 1,000 for the proposal.
Ugh, I forgot. Truly iconic. The best movie ever. I know.
He did.
Exactly. Okay. Woot, woot.
Oh, I forgot. This doesn't have any points worth, but Josh Brolin, who's the villain in Deadpool 2, I saw an article this morning.
Which is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. Oh, did you see this article too?
No.
Oh.
But just that he's also the villain in that.
Yeah. Go off, I guess, Josh.
Okay. He's working. I mean,
he looks
booked and busy.
Completely different.
Yeah.
I know. He's going to be a villain for like 3 months straight. Regardless, so apparently Josh Brolin, one of the reasons he decided to join Deadpool 2 is because he was a huge fan of The Proposal. Like, he, like, loves the movie The Proposal. He was like, "I kind of have a crush on Ryan Reynolds." And I was like, dude, I love... This makes me like Josh Brolin more, if anything.
It does
make
me like
him. Right
to
put him in the good place.
I know.
I thought that was funny.
Which, speaking of last week's episode, my sister texted me last night and was like, "I'm listening to the Avengers episode." And I was like, "Okay, cool, thanks." And then she was like, "Benedict Cumberbatch is in The Bad Place? ?
Yeah, bitch.
And I was like, "Yeah, honestly." And she was like, "Well, what did he do?" And I was like, "Honestly, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I just know. Like, I just feel it in my heart." And then she's like, "Oh, okay, I guess I'll go look it up." And then she sends me that Tumblr, "Your fave is problematic."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Man, you guys are right."
No.
I was like, I told you. We have our reasons.
None of those were wrong. Like,
yeah, of course not.
We were right for every single
one
of those.
We were. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're just so good at judging.
I just know celebrities.
I know.
I just know them.
We're good at...
I take one look at them, like...
We know characters. We know personalities.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, wow, good place for Ryan Reynolds.
I know, exactly.
Maybe we should do Ryan Gosling.
We should. Oh,
he's a good
player. He has to.
I think he's done nothing
place.
Wrong ever.
Yeah, I cannot
life,
think
ever.
Of anything ever.
He's truly never done anything wrong.
No.
Perfect.
Oh, man, honestly, it's getting hard, like, picking celebrities. So let us know if you have anyone.
No.
Because it's hard for us.
Exactly.
We just love everyone.
We love... No, we don't.
I know, just kidding.
We're trying to choose people who we're, like, unbiased towards.
And we have lots of biases.
Because it's either celebrities we absolutely hate. Like, if we did Taylor Swift, nothing good would come out of that. And then there's celebrities we, like, absolutely love. Like, we can't do half the Avengers cast.
Exactly.
We love
because
most
we
of them.
Do love them. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Tragic.
I know. All okay. Right.
Time for
so
my bad
you're
Janet.
Bad Janet.
It's just fucking, it's Kanye
of
again.
Of course, of course.
Because he continued to open his mouth. And he literally said, I'm sure everyone's heard of this by now, he was like, on TMZ, he said two things. One, 400 years of slavery, that's a choice. Two, he said, he was literally said, something, 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 Trump, that's my boy.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
I cannot. I muted his name on my timeline, which is like the greatest thing ever. Because I think I only saw that video pop up like once, and I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna watch this. And I was just like, why are you on TMZ in the first place?
I know.
He's just so narcissistic. Even the TMZ
people were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. The TMZ people, if we're praising the TMZ people, then you know you're doing something wrong.
Exactly. No, exactly. And 400 years of slavery is not a choice.
It's not a choice.
Is he insane? How? I, like, truly don't know. It has to be a PR thing. And if it is, it's like, who, how are you being this, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Just, it's just dangerous to do that when he has like over, I don't know, like 20 million people who follow him on Twitter that are going to be like, okay, you know what? He has a point. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no, he really doesn't.
Like, he has 0 points.
He literally says George Bush doesn't care about black people. How can he be like, Trump is my boy? Are you serious?
I know.
Like, what is his, what are his, what is he like about Trump?
I don't even know.
I know. This is, I don't even like thinking about it, but that was like the only bad Janet I can think of.
Yeah, no, definitely. I was thinking that too earlier. Last night, I was like, I have no bad Janets. Like, I guess we could talk about Kanye again.
I know. I didn't really want to talk about it, but I was like, I don't really have a bad Janet.
I know.
I mean, I do again, but it's like celebrities, I'm just so tired. Just be better.
Honestly.
Did you see Zachary Levi? His tweet. There was apparently a lot of people just like saying something about him. I think what he said was like, by somebody called him out for maybe using his voice. Oh, this is what it says. I don't know what his original thing was, but as a woman of color and a big fan of yours, I believe you haven't been racist or sexist, but something, something, something. And I think he was like, by calling me racist or sexist, you're being racist or sexist.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go. Sorry. Okay. Here we go. Saying that men can't lead meaningful conversations about sexism and that white people can't lead meaningful conversations about racism is both sexist and racist. Truth doesn't care about privilege, nor those who seek it. I don't know what that was like an original response to, but like, yeah, you're right. Men can lead conversations about sexism and all those things, but someone calling you out for it doesn't make them racist or
exactly.
sexist.
Exactly, I know.
Like, I don't think people understand how racism works. Racism isn't just discriminating someone. Mm-hmm. It's, like, systematic stuff, and there's no systematic racism against white people.
No, reverse racism does not exist, people.
Unless it's, yeah, exactly.
Like, it just, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, yeah. No, sometimes celebrities,
They open their mouths
way too much.
That's why I think a lot of my favorite celebrities, they don't have social media. Maybe that's why they're
Or they just have like Instagram. Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, most of the time you're just posting pictures. Yeah. So it's like, you're pretty fine for that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Celebrity culture is so weird because like I love celebrities and celebrity culture. But also when you think about it from their view, it's like, they're a product, and they only like acting in movies. So yeah. I feel like they think it's like, why should they have to be the product when it should be the movie speaking for itself? So I get that, but also I love celebrities.
I know. It's so, it's so difficult.
I just wish celebrities knew when to open their mouth.
I know.
Even some celebrities who are like unproblematic, quote unquote.
Yeah.
They doing too much. We get it. You're woke.
Yeah.
Please be quiet.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much. No indirects, but
exactly.
I think we all know.
Like,
who
let's
we're
just
talking about.
Yeah. Let's just move. Like, let's make silent moves.
I know.
Like, honestly, just take a play
also,
from Beyonce's book.
Put your money where your mouth is. Don't keep running your mouth and then not donating money or doing actual things to help.
I know. Like, these people are the ones who are like, they'll apologize using their notes app. But it's like,
he did that. He had literally posted
three pictures. I saw that and I was like, oh, please tell me it's not. But I knew it was. And it's like, okay, I'd rather you the next day just, I'd rather see a headline saying Zachary Levi donated
$5,000
or whatever. Because
that's
nothing.
I want to see it the next day.
Whatever.
I want
to
see it before he even opens his
that
stupid
too, of
fucking
course.
Mouth.
But if it gets to that point, then just like, do something where your actions speak louder than your words.
Exactly.
Especially when your words are coming from your dumb phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. Exactly. Well, but that's disappointing.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it. All we have for our Bad Janets this week.
I'm too exhausted to have a Bad Janet.
That too. I know. Finals week is coming up for us.
A good Janet, though. Sorry, I keep talking. Okay, the Academy expelled Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski.
Which, yay!
But have they expelled, why? What's his, Woody?
Harvey, Woody Allen?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I feel like he's definitely still in
it. I think he's still in it, too. And also, Roman Polanski,
that should have happened years
ago. Yeah, exactly. Like, what would that be, like, also, 30 years too late?
This is ridiculous. But I'm glad they did something about it. Something is better than nothing.
True.
Even if it's super late.
Even if it's 30 years too late.
Yeah.
At least it's happening.
One day, Woody Allen will be expelled.
Hopefully.
And I feel like Harvey Weinstein, is he still?
I think he was expelled, like, when all that happened. Okay. I feel like.
Wig.
True. I know. Finally. Things might be looking up. Who knows? Who knows what will be.
Time for better Academy members and like me.
I know.
How old do you have to be to be admitted to the Academy? Anyone got connections?
We're 21. We're legal.
You have to be 24 to rent a car, though.
Oh, yeah. And so I thought you have to be like, also some hotels you have to be like 24, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Some, though. Not all. Most are 21, I think, though.
This is 21-year-old discrimination.
I know. Honestly, I'm like, okay, if I can drink, then why can't I do everything else?
Maybe it's because you can drink.
True.
Well, we really didn't really have Bad Janets.
I know.
Just things have been happening, and I've been too...
We've just been tired.
I'm tired.
Exactly.
Of the world. We've had Avengers tired are still on my Janets. Mind.
Oh, I know, and I'm still sad about it.
Yeah, I can't really care about anything when the Avengers is on my mind.
I know. I truly, that's all I have. In my mind, it's just like everything
I know.
Disappearing.
I know. Exactly. Please, don't give it away. But you should have seen it by
my
now.
My mind is disappearing.
If you listen to this podcast, you have to stay up to date on your pop culture.
Because we will spoil things for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we try not to.
We try. But I mean, we did spoil Jane the Virgin today. I didn't spoil
everything.
You said that Michael died.
Yeah, a year ago.
That's
come
true.
On, people. If you're a year behind on Jane the Virgin, then might as well, like, you're not going to catch
up. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Do we have any shout-outs?
At Snape. No, I don't think I know
what happens in the end, so.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have any shout-outs. Just listen to us. Keep listening to us on iTunes.
Yeah.
If you want, leave us comments, reviews.
Send us suggestions of celebrities.
Please send us suggestions. For Android people, we're also on Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google
for
Play.
For Android people, throw your phone in the trash.
Yeah, download the podcast app.
Yeah.
It already comes downloaded on your iPhone, so you don't have to do much.
You don't even got to do anything.
Don't have to do much. You can follow the podcast at Which Place Pod, and our website is basementbuzz.com/which place. Thank you all for listening.
Peace
out.